Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
We love to talk about yoga here on Naturally Savvy. Both Andrea and I have been doing yoga for years. I actually got started, I was sort of forced into yoga at 14 because of my scoliosis. And at the time I was working with this incredible yoga master. And boy, I did not appreciate Andrea at all. I wish I could go back in time and take notes. The great news is there's so many amazing yoga folks out there. And so one of them is here with us. It's so great. We've got the wonderful Catherine Budig. She is one of the most widely recognized and beloved yoga teachers, and she is such a gem. Hello, Catherine. We're so thrilled to have you on the program.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. Catherine, I'd love to know when you first started doing yoga and what inspired you to do yoga.
Oh, I fell into it. It was such an accident, honestly. I come from a musical theater background, and one of my girlfriends in college was a ballerina, and she started doing yoga. So when she came back to school, she said, there's this thing called yoga, and you're going to love it. And we found classes, and I was immediately hooked.
Oh,
there's an
great.
Incredible picture of you on your website, Catherine, that it just, I'm looking at it, I'm just like amazed. How long, I guess what I want to know, you know, and for those who can't see, she's literally, her hands are on the ground, but her legs are in front of her off the ground. And it's just, it's wonderful to see. So what I want to know is how long does it take? I mean, obviously, you know, yoga is a commitment and dedication, but how long did it take you to get from when you just started it to where you are now? And in that picture in particular.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's so different for every person. And I want people to understand when they see images of me doing what seems to be impossible is that I was very stubborn and spent an exorbitant amount of time doing yoga. And, you know, it's a really beautiful practice where people can go to it if they just want to feel better, if they don't want to be stressed out, if they just need to get away from everything. Or it's something that you can really dive into and dedicate yourself to and do these more advanced variations of the postures, which are called asanas. So, years, honestly, you know, it's. I actually wasn't that great at it. I was just very determined. That's how I got into these poses.
Well, I think that's the key for anything, right, is not giving up and really trying, especially I'm a big fan of Moksha yoga or Bikram yoga and Bikram yoga. And for the longest time, I was trying to do a headstand and I would watch everyone in the class do this headstand and I could never do it. And I was so bummed out. And then I just persevered and then came home one day and I just got into a headstand. So I hear what you're saying. And I think it's the key, just persevere and don't give up on it.
Totally. And enjoy being a beginner. You know, we're always so eager to get beyond where we are in this moment in time. And then you'll get to this place that used to be so exciting and sparkly only to look back and kind of longingly towards this place of not understanding. So don't be so eager to do what the person is next to you, what they're doing. Just enjoy where you're at. Enjoy the journey. And when you get there, it's so much more satisfying when you've taken the time and you put the time in to achieve it.
Catherine, I'm so glad you said that because I think if somebody, you know, looks at people in doing these incredible yoga poses and if they think, well, I could never do that, and then it dissuades them from starting. So I think this conversation is so important because no matter what you can do, if you're just starting to do, you know, a downward dog and you can't put your heels on the floor yet, you know what? Just keep trying. You know, I mean, otherwise and even if you never attain these unbelievable poses, just doing a daily yoga practice can make such a difference in your life, right? I mean, there's a lot of simple practices people can try without getting intimidated, would you say?
Oh, sure. And, you know, when you're looking at media, sometimes they'll have very fancy poses and they can be very inspiring. And I know they can be really discouraging and daunting. And like what you said, I kind of joke with my students and I say, hey, if you're looking at that person and you're getting jealous because they can do a really good handstand, you know, you don't know what their social life is like. They might spend every Saturday night at home working on their handstand. So don't be jealous because you don't know what's going along with that. And there really is yoga for everyone. But at the end of the day, it's your attitude and being able to adjust your attitude to the situation and being okay with, okay, I can't touch my toes yet. And that doesn't make me a bad person. This actually gives me projects. It means I can keep coming back to yoga because I have something to work towards. So always think about that when you are upset or frustrated. You know, you always want something to work towards. Otherwise, why would you be showing up in the first place?
No, I'd love that. You know, I am a huge dog fanatic, and I am so excited about your organization, Poses for Paws. Tell us about that.
Animals are my weakness. You know, we all have that one thing that just drives us crazy, and it's whenever animals are not treated well. And I have three dogs, actually. I have a small farm, it feels like. And I created it with a friend years ago. And we did it just casually, like, oh, we're yoga teachers. It's so easy to get people together and raise money. Why don't we create something called Poses for Paws? And then it turned into this thing where we started doing events. And then all of a sudden, the sponsorships that I had, they started creating products that would go towards Poses for Paws. And what I do now is I choose a group every year or so that I really believe in, and all the donations that I raise throughout the year goes to that group. So, for example, right now we're sponsoring Beagle Freedom Project, and they go in and they take the beagles that are used in laboratory testing and they pull them out and rehab them and help them find homes.
Oh, that is lovely. God, that is so great. It's so nice that you're giving back and you're able to pursue your passion or your passions, right? You've got yoga, you've got animals. Another thing I want to mention is the explosion of online yoga. Tell us about Yoga Glow, because I know we can find you on there, which I love.
Yes, Yoga Glow, and it's G-L-O. Yoga Glow is such a phenomenal website, and I feel so lucky to be part of it, and I had no idea what it was going to turn into, but it's this amazing website where you can go take classes at home, and there's all different levels, all different teachers. You've got five-minute tutorials up to 90-minute classes, and I moved from Los Angeles to a small part of Florida over a year ago, and I've been really enjoying Yoga Glow now because I don't have the option of getting out there to different studios, and this is great for moms who have lots of kids, and they don't have time to leave home, or you don't have a lot of money, so you can't afford the studios, and it's bringing really high-level yoga into your home so that there's really no excuses anymore to not practice. It's there for you when you need it.
That's amazing. I'm just, you know, watching on the website and, you know, seeing how, I'm not listening, but I'm watching you do it. And it's really, I love how you take people through and you show them their postures and you show them how to do it properly. And I think that's the key when it comes to yoga. And maybe it's not, Catherine, maybe you could correct me, but, you know, making sure that, I mean, definitely making sure that you do them correctly from a safety standpoint. But is there, you know, I sit in my class sometimes and I watch people do it and I'm like, wow, you know, they could go down so much further than I can, or, you know, maybe they've been doing it a lot longer. Are there better ways, or can, I guess you can always improve your practice is my question, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, I plan on improving my practice for the rest of my life, but I'm doing yoga long enough that it's an ebb and a flow. And sometimes I want to go deeper into poses and I want to do something harder. And then I'll go through phases of my practice where I don't want to do anything difficult. And I just need the practice to basically balance out what's going on in my life. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with just doing a hip opener or lying down and breathing and doing restorative. So it's so beautiful because it's going to support you no matter what phase of life that you're in, as long as you're willing to be open to that support.
Well, Catherine's going to be joining us again next week. We're going to get to continue this great conversation. I'm so thrilled, Catherine.
Oh, this is such a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, no, and you know, what I find interesting, Catherine, and I guess that's why I asked the question, because, you know, for someone like myself, I'm always looking to improve, but I love what you said that, you know, kind of just be where you're at, where your body's at that day. So just because, you know, let's say you're not feeling going very deep into it, just be okay with that. And I think that's the key for many of us, is to just be okay with where we're at.
Yeah, and the more people who can say that, it can make it okay for everyone else, and then, hey, we could be happy.
Imagine that. That would be awesome. Well, again, I just... really? Okay. I've really fallen off my yoga wagon. So next week, I'd love to talk about that, amongst other things, is how do we get back on when we've fallen off? Because I kind of feel like, oh, it's been so long. It's going to be so hard. Blah. So maybe you can help us with that.
Certainly.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Lisa. I mean, you're right of time for today, but I think that's a great point. And especially for myself, I love yoga so much, but how do we keep it up on an ongoing basis when our lives are so busy? So thank you, Catherine, for being on today. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Until next time, you too. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.